Dellingpole, Boris Johnson and the Green Death. By James Dellingpole on December 22, 2019. In the days before Doctor Who got woke and went broke, there was a famous storyline in which the Doctor faced gigantic maggots spewing deadly radioactive green slime. Just like George Monbiot, the maggots lived in Wales. Prime Minister Boris Johnson would almost certainly have watched this terrifying serial, starring John Pertwee, Doctor Who and the Green Death, as a child. But little can young Bosa have realized that when he grew up he would have to face this horror for real. Not giant maggots, exactly, but something no less creepy and wriggly and relentless. The pullulating creatures of the climate industrial complex, hungry for world domination. Here, for example, is Lord Trafford Deben of the Climate Change Committee, urging in an open letter to the Prime Minister that yet more taxpayer billions need to be spunked up against the wall to deal with the non-existent problem of climate change. In this Parliament, the UK must get on track to delivering net zero emissions and adapt to the climate-related changes we are experiencing. What climate-related changes? Name one, an actual climate-related one, I mean, as opposed to a weather event. The British taxpayer forks out £4.7 million a year for Lord Deben and his fellow CCC parasites to churn out this drivel, including an eye-watering £325,000 to its CEO Chris Stark, and £25,000 for Trafford Deben himself for a day or two's work a week. If ever there was a government advisory body ripe for destruction as part of Dominic Cummings's civil service reforms, this is the one. The CCC was founded in 2008 under the Labour government of Gordon Brown, thanks to legislation implemented by Labour Environment Secretary Ed Miliband. Its purpose is to ensure that the government implements the 2008 Climate Change Act, one of the most expensive and pointless pieces of peacetime legislation in British history, committing the taxpayer to expenditure in excess of £300 billion. In other words, just like the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, it is an organization with a very specific and left-wing political agenda to ensure that more and more money is spent dealing with a problem whose existence it takes for granted. Trafford Deben, though formerly a Conservative government minister, then called John Selwyn Gummer, is not the kind of dispassionate, independent advisor who might actually be of use to any government. He is a political activist with strong personal vested interests in the green industry. Why should the taxpayer have to fork out for this green zealot's environmental advocacy? Nothing that parasites like Deben say or do would be taken seriously, were they not regularly quoted as experts by the BBC. If you think of Deben as a kind of extra large maggot, then the BBC would be the mighty mother blowfly that spawned it. No institution in the UK, not the notorious climatic research unit at the University of Easy Access, of ClimateGate fame, not the data-adjusting Met Office, not even Greenpeace or Fiends of the Earth, can match the BBC when it comes to vomiting out relentless, glowing green, radioactive environmental propaganda. Here is the BBC's green blowfly Roger Harabin, bigging up the CCC in a story headlined Climate Watchdog Urges PM to Get Back on Track. Harabin writes green propaganda masquerading as analysis. Huge pressure on UK. Next year's big climate conference will be held in Glasgow, Scotland, and that heaps enormous pressure on UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson. He's already been warned by environmentalists that he will be humiliated if he tries to lead other nations whilst the UK is still failing to meet its own medium-term climate targets. The UK's climate advisors warn that tens of millions of homes must be insulated. Other experts say Mr. Johnson's £28.8 billion road building plans are not compatible with eliminating CO2 emissions. They say even fully electric cars won't solve the problem completely, and urge the government to help people walk and cycle to benefit their health and the environment. They also say expanding aviation will increase emissions. Mr. Johnson's Brexit decisions will play a part too. The US won't discuss climate change in any trade deal. Meanwhile, the EU is putting a border tax on countries that don't cut greenhouse gases. It will be impossible to please both. Paul Homewood has produced a handy takedown of this party pretash. He notes, for example, that the claim that the UK is still failing to meet its own medium-term climate targets is in his view an outright lie. This is deliberately intended to give the impression that the UK is falling woefully behind other countries' efforts to reduce emissions. This is an outright lie. Since the Climate Change Act in 2008, UK emissions of carbon dioxide have fallen by 30%. For the rest of the EU, the figure is under 16%, while in America it is just 8%. Globally, emissions have risen by 11% in that time. As for those medium-term plans, surely he must know that Germany is still planning to keep coal power going well into the 2030s, and will be reliant on Russian gas for much longer still. Needless to say, all the green NGOs are trying to bully the government too. As The Guardian reports, the new conservative government must urgently bring forward plans to fulfill its pledge to cut greenhouse gas emissions to net zero by 2050 or risk losing the fight against climate breakdown, green campaigners have urged. Rebecca Newsom, the head of politics at Greenpeace UK, said the Tory manifesto was full of holes on the environment and had been judged inadequate by green groups, and people would expect swift action. The weight of responsibility and growing public concern now rests on Boris Johnson's shoulders to ensure the UK rises to the challenge, fights for climate justice and shows real leadership, she said. The next 5 years are make or break for the climate and nature emergencies. So we expect the new government to immediately roll out bold commitments to tackle the challenge. This should start with a climate emergency budget to pledge at least 5% government spending per year to deliver a fairer and greener economy for all. Climate breakdown was one of the top concerns of younger voters during the election campaign, and Labour made it the centerpiece of its Green Industrial Revolution pledge to voters. I particularly love that last paragraph. Is The Guardian not aware that Labour suffered its worst election defeat since 1925? Would that not therefore indicate that actually Green Industrial Revolution pledges are not a particularly effective vote winner? My point here is one that I made in a tweet in the immediate aftermath of Boris Johnson's stunningly comprehensive election victory. People who didn't vote Tory and never have or will vote Tory. People who, furthermore, are entirely antipathetical to conservative values like liberty, small government, and free markets, are now trying to muscle in on government policy as if somehow it was their side that won the election. But it wasn't the left that won the December 2019 general election. Nor was it the Green movement. And while it's true that in the course of his election campaigns Boris Johnson made some foolish promises, including one to honor his idiot predecessor Theresa May's net zero by 2050 policy proposal, he is bound to find sooner rather than later that they will impinge hugely on his plans for prosperity and economic growth. You can have economic prosperity or you can commit the globalist green agenda, but you cannot do both. Sooner or later, Boris Johnson is going to have to choose between the two. Until that moment comes, my advice to him, for what it's worth, is that when dealing with the likes of the Climate Change Committee, the various green NGOs, the BBC and the rest of the climate industrial complex, he should sup with a very, very long spoon. These are green zealots and they care for nothing save their misanthropic, anti-capitalist, anti-science, anti-freedom ideology. At best, these people are brainwashed prisoners of groupthink. At worst, they are corrupted by greed, by ignorance or by a burning desire to bring down Western industrial civilization and replace it by a green new world order. They are Danes, seeking Danegeld. They are most certainly not the British people's friends. The sooner Boris Johnson realizes this, the better off we'll all be. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.